Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your home for Chiefs football.
Touchdown, Kansas City!
And your home for Royals baseball.
Fastball hit high in the air, deep left field, way gone into the bleachers. A two-run homer for Bobby Witt Jr.
Watch The Drive by subscribing on our YouTube channel or listen on demand with the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is always going to stand on principles. Dippin' Dots are incredible. Red Lobster is the best restaurant that America has to offer, and baked beans are trash.
You're listening to Kansas City's FM Sports Station, 96.5 The Fan. Here's C-Dot.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited, delighted to be here with you on this great Tuesday. We are not going to have Patrick Mahomes on the show this week. Pretty busy. Holidays, road game. So we are going to have Trent McDuffie. When we don't have Patrick Mahomes on the show, we always request Trent McDuffie. I like talking to Trent McDuffie. He's going to be on the show coming up in about 75 minutes or so. Very happy to catch up with the all-pro cornerback of the Kansas City Chiefs. Trent McDuffie will be on the show coming up at 3:15. We got a lot to get into in today's show. Again, happy that you guys are making us a part of your week. I know you got a busy week with everything going on, so the fact that you guys spend any amount of time with us, it is something that I truly appreciate. Before we get into the top stories today, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, this week I'm being a little greedy. I need you to tell two family members about the show. When you're sitting there with grandma and you're eating and you're watching the game, I want you to lean over to grandma and say, hey, I want to tell you about this wonderful sports talk show that I listen to from Monday to Friday to 2 to 6. Are you interested? I want you to ask your grandmother that question coming up in a couple of days. And third and most importantly, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show is brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place. If you're looking for a place to watch some college basketball, we got Kansas State and Indiana coming up later today. If you're looking for a place to watch this Players Era tournament, you're looking for a place to grab a bite to eat after work, maybe grab yourself something to drink, then go stop by and see our friends over at The Other Place with 5 locations around the metro. Go stop in, catch the game, grab a bite to eat, and get a cold beverage. All right, we usually don't start to look ahead this early in the week, but everybody identifies that this is a very different week because the Chiefs play on Thursday and it is a holiday. So we're going to start our Cowboys conversation a little earlier than we typically would in a week. This is where I would like to begin the Cowboys conversations. I understand that they're professional athletes and it is your job. The expectation is for you to go out and perform. But I think before we start to talk about the Cowboys game, we have to acknowledge how difficult of a game that this is. I think you could make the argument that if the Chiefs win this, it will be one of their most difficult regular season wins in Patrick Mahomes' career. It will be one of the toughest to go get in his career. Think about everything that we are talking about. This is a 6-5 team that has its back completely up against the wall. They were on the possible brink of elimination in the fourth quarter of that game. Fight, clawed back to win that game in an overtime, dramatic, last-second game-winning field goal in overtime kind of moment. So you don't basically get any time to celebrate that. You don't really get any time to recover or game plan or scheme for your next opponent. You got to get going. The Chiefs travel to Dallas tomorrow. So we're talking about Monday practice. You get a day off work. You can't work on Tuesday. That's in the NFL Players Association agreement. So this is just a very, very difficult week. You got Thanksgiving. You got all the things that come with that. These are still men with families, wives, kids, girlfriends, whatever they got going on. You have all of that in the middle of trying to fight for your playoff life, and you were going on the road to play a team that is equally as desperate for this win as you are. We have come to this intersection a couple of times in the Chiefs season about what a win and what a loss means. We don't got to look at it through the Cowboys' perspective. You don't care what it means for the Cowboys, and I don't care what it means for the Cowboys. They're in the NFC. They don't matter in this conversation. The Chiefs have had a couple of games like this so far this season. They had this game right before the bye against the Buffalo Bills. Now, I know the company line is, well, they always lose to Buffalo. We don't care about losing to Buffalo. Can they get us in January? But at that moment, the Chiefs had a chance to really go into the bye week with a little bit of momentum, feeling good, going on the road, getting a win against a good football team. And the Chiefs got outplayed, in my opinion, from basically start to finish, lost that game. And it just had a swirl of mystery around the Chiefs for 2 weeks. We then know what happened after they came off of the bye. Once the Chiefs get done with this Cowboys game, how we feel about them and how we talk about them can splinter off in a couple of different directions. If the Chiefs win, they're 7-5, they're back, they get extended rest, they come back to a home Sunday night football game against the Houston Texans, a game they will be favored in. If they lose that game, they're 6-6, and they got to win out the rest of the way. Can they do it? Sure. But it just continues the amount of pressure that is placed on the Chiefs game after game after game because you didn't take care of your business at the very beginning of the season. Every assignment matters. Every test matters. Sure, you can cram and do a lot of work, but man, now you've made it where you got to get a 92 on the final because you didn't take care of your business early in the quarter and early in the semester, and that's where the Chiefs currently find themselves. This is going to be a really, really difficult kind of win. Their number one running back, Kareem Hunt, got 30 carries in the game. We're talking about an older running back. You're not running him into the ground in this game. You're getting back Isaiah Pacheco. We'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. Travis Kelce was on the field for 84 snaps. 84 snaps at 36 years old. Body beat up, played a lot of football in his regular season and postseason career. You now got to turn around in a couple of days and do that again and get back up and try to go out there and get a win. If the Chiefs win this game, it will be one of the most difficult wins that they have picked up during the Patrick Mahomes regular season era, given everything that I believe that they are up against. But the Cowboys find themselves in the exact same situation. Very emotional win on Sunday. Come from behind victory. It feels like for both teams, all of the momentum that you just gained by a very exciting win on Sunday against a Super Bowl contending type team on Sunday can all be for nothing by the time that you hang up your Christmas tree on Black Friday if you don't finish out the week strong and figure out how to get a win against a team that is in the exact same situation that you are in. We'll talk more about this as the show progresses. The number one question for me in this matchup is, are the Chiefs going to be committed to running the football? The Chiefs showed great commitment to running the ball against the Indianapolis Colts, and in my opinion, that is a major contributing factor to why they won. Sure, it wasn't the most effective. We can go through the numbers. We'll do that here in just a bit. And you know Rob objects to how important the run game was for the Chiefs' victory on Sunday. But you leaned heavily on Kareem Hunt to win. Are you going to be in a position where you can do that again? Travis Kelce, at this stage in his career, can he bounce back and give you the same performances that he's been giving you on a short week, on the road, knowing how important this game is. The Chiefs have played a lot of football, and one of the conversations that was coming out about Kansas City is maybe this team is just worn out. Maybe this team is just beat up from the amount of football that they have played over the last five, six seasons or so. Think about just this year. They played in Brazil. They played on Monday night. They played on Sunday night. They played on Thanksgiving. They play on Christmas. The Chiefs have moved to every possible window that is available this year. If they win this game and they get a weekend to rest up, relax, and they got a home game next week, I really believe that you'll get an opportunity to see the Chiefs really start to hit some momentum, really get going in this second half of the season, and really make a push towards trying to get back in the division conversation, securing one of those playoff spots, and being a very dangerous wild card team. But we talked last week how their fortunes could change very quickly over a 7-8 day span. Their fortunes can change drastically, whether this is a 7-5 football team heading into their last little bit of break for the rest of the season, or they are a 6-6 football team that plays nothing but AFC teams the rest of the way, and they are going to have to win every single week in December and early January to find themselves in the postseason. Coming up on the other side, Rob objects to the importance of the run game in Sunday's win. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison, a show that prides itself on getting it right.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5, The Fan.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to head down to Houston to be joined by Landry Locker. He covers the Texans. We'll get his thoughts on Damian Pierce, how he thinks he could potentially help the Chiefs, and if he is going to be used more as a kick punt returner or somebody that he sees getting carries for the Kansas City Chiefs. So Rob and I were getting ready for the show, and Rob says, I want to talk about the running backs. And it kind of caught me off guard, because if you've been listening to the show, you know that Rob is our resident expert hater. If Rob was the commissioner of the NFL, he would outlaw the position. It'd be like 7-on-7 drills if Rob was in charge. Now, if you also been listening, you know that I've been banging the drum about the importance of the position. Now, I think these numbers are very important in the context of what we are discussing. Did you know that Sunday was the highest number of under center runs that the Chiefs have had while Patrick Mahomes has been the starting quarterback for the team? So if you are one of the people who have been screaming at your television about eliminating some of the shotgun things that they have done, just get under the center, turn around, and hand the ball off. The Chiefs heard your cries. They ran the ball 16 times. They averaged 2.9 yards per carry. So they were not effective in doing this, but they stayed with it. They stayed diligent in doing, and they controlled the time of possession, and they tried to control the line of scrimmage. Rob thinks that some of this conversation has been completely overblown about the run game, so I want to give Rob the floor.
Thank you, as always, Carrington. We got to get to talk about running back. I think the impact, the value, what changed, what happened, all these things with Kareem Hunt on Sunday are being a little bit oversold. Me and you actually agree on a 10,000-foot view level. I think the Chiefs have to have some semblance of a run game and have to have better than a 75-25 split, more like 65-35, to be a true, efficient, great offense in the NFL. We agree on that. I don't know Sunday was a sign that the Chiefs are now an effective running team, and watch out, they can attack you at all different levels. They got short passing, deep passing, and running. I would say what they did on Sunday was they just rammed their head into a wall 30 times and were effective enough. They were passing grade. They were a C. What's that saying from college kids? C's and D's get degrees. That was the Chiefs, because you have ingrained this in my head. You said it all last week. To win the game, the Chiefs have to run the ball effectively. Do you believe they ran effectively on Sunday? Because Kareem Hunt's yard per carry was actually worse than Jonathan Taylor's yard per carry. And every Chiefs fan listening, all of them, would tell you to a man, the Chiefs shut down Jonathan Taylor. And they did. He was better yards per carry than Kareem Hunt was. I think Kareem Hunt's great day is a product of 30 carries more than it is the Chiefs have a run game again. I think you could pick any running back in the league, even our favorite, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and if you ran him 30 times in an NFL game, he would probably get around 100 yards. So you know what? I am happy that they were more committed to the run. I don't think they did it effectively, and I don't think the rest of the NFL defensive coordinators are shaking in their boots. Oh boy, the Chiefs have a run game again. I think the rest of the league is thinking, if you want to run it 35 times for 3.4 yards per carry, be our guest.
This is where I think the run game was actually a very big plus and how I think it helped them win. I think it took a lot of the pressure off Patrick Mahomes, where he doesn't have to do everything. Even in the RPOs, Patrick Mahomes has to make a decision. Am I going to hand the ball off? Am I going to keep it? Are we going to throw? What's going to happen here? Where I think the Chiefs won this game by staying with the run and staying consistent with running the football is they grinded up the clock, they ran more plays, they wore down the Indianapolis Colts, and they kept the game close enough that when Mahomes needed to make the one or two plays that we saw him make in this game, the big throw to Xavier Worthy, the big play to Rashee Rice to help put them in, I don't think you were asking Mahomes to do everything. One thing that I thought was pretty interesting, and I do think has been interesting for the last couple of months, have you noticed how many former Chiefs players have been speaking out about the offense? I mean, Mitchell Schwartz came in here, criticized the offense and what they're doing. The same thing happened on Sunday NFL Countdown with Alex Smith. We can pull the audio where he said that the offense is too dependent on Mahomes to make every single decision and be a superhero. So where I think the Chiefs and their balance and the run game, I'm with you, it wasn't super effective. They didn't run for 4 or 5 yards a carry. But I think keeping the pressure off Mahomes, turning a 1st and 10 into a 2nd and 7, maybe you run it on 2nd and 5 and now it's 3rd and 2 and it's a completely different passing down. I think those things little by little take some of the responsibility off of Patrick Mahomes, which in turn I think could help you open up the offense.
The only thing I will say is Andy Reid going to ever do that again? Because for your first down, gain 3 yards, and now it's second and seven, and pressure's off Mahomes, I would, A, disagree. I don't think second and seven is just some, you know, burden off Mahomes' shoulders. That's, by every metric, second and, let's just say, medium. Some people would call it long. It's medium. It's still a passing down at that point, so I don't think that's a burden off Mahomes' shoulders. And on Sunday on second and seven, Andy Reid handed it to Kareem Hunt again, and it turned into third and three. Do we think he's doing that every Sunday? Because if you think Andy Reid is every Sunday going to be first down, 3 yards of Kareem Hunt, second down, 3.5, 4 yards of Kareem Hunt, now it's third and manageable, and you think Andy is turning a corner, then I actually kind of will come around to your side. I'm not going to believe that. I have one game to prove he's done that. I have the entirety of his 30 years coaching football to the contrary. Even when he's had effective run games, Jamal Charles, LeSean McCoy, Brian Westbrook, like Kareem Hunt when he was a rookie in Kansas City. He wasn't a 50-50 split, we're going to run the ball, we're going to establish the run kind of guy. He's always been West Coast and pass first. So I think the Chiefs running the ball 30 times with Hunt, and I believe 40-plus times, you include Mahomes' run, Edwards-Helaire runs, and all those things.
Yeah, they ran it 36 times in the game. They were very committed to running the football.
I don't think that's ever happening again. I think that was one game Andy Reid said, this is what I got to do to win, but that's not how he likes to win. And I think when they look at the film yesterday, today, tomorrow, they're going to notice we weren't very good doing it. So they're going to be in a second and seven against Dallas. That's just football. Do we think they're going to turn around and give it to Kareem Hunt to cut down the yardage, or do we think they're going right back to Old Faithful, and that's that passing game that Andy Reid loves so much?
Yeah, I think you're looking at it potentially from the wrong perspective, and this is why. I don't think the Chiefs have any questions or lack trust in Kareem Hunt. They've shown me that for a year and a half. They gave Kareem Hunt a lot of carries when he first got here, when he was unemployed for a while, and they trust him. They trust him in short yardage situations. They have done nothing to show me that they don't believe in Kareem Hunt. So I'm not worried about that. The question is, do they still believe in Isaiah Pacheco that way? Because they've never shown a commitment to giving Isaiah Pacheco the ball the way that they just gave it to Kareem Hunt. I mean, the last time that Isaiah Pacheco got more than 15 carries was last September was the last time they gave him more than 15 carries. Oddly enough, that's the last time that Isaiah Pacheco had more than 60 yards rushing in the game. They've shown a willingness to just keep hammering and hammering and hammering with Kareem Hunt. Do they have that same ability or same confidence in Isaiah Pacheco? Because I think everybody agrees. They're not giving Kareem Hunt 25 carries in this game, not coming off a short week and what he just did in the game against Indianapolis. So, but are they willing to give Kareem Hunt 12 or 13 carries and then turn around and give Isaiah Pacheco 14, 15, 16 carries, where maybe you're not getting the 30 carries from one individual, but you're splitting it up between the two and you're going to stay diligent in the run that way? I don't think anybody can answer that question for you right now. But to me, heading into this game is, how confident are they in Isaiah Pacheco? How healthy is Isaiah Pacheco to potentially run the ball 20 times if that's what the game script calls them to do?
That is, I think we're coming about it different ways, but we're asking the same question. I don't know the Chiefs are ever going to have the amount of faith they had on Sunday in Kareem Hunt and a running back again this year. I just don't. Part of that is who's in their backfield. I know Damian Pierce, we'll talk about here with Landry Locker here in about 5 minutes, you know, from Houston, get a scouting report. Whether it be Pierce, Edwards-Helaire, Hunt, or Pacheco, I don't know they trust anyone to do that again. I feel like they got the one game out of their system. There was one game last year. It was the Niners game. I bet if you pull the numbers, in San Francisco, Kareem Hunt had a ton of carries. I bet you that was his high watermark for the year. They didn't go back to him the same way like that again. Maybe it was the Bucs game, but it was early in the time he had come back. They really rode him. Then they stopped. You mentioned the stats, Isaiah Pacheco. There have been games in the Clyde Edwards-Helaire era. I know we get our jokes off at his expense. There have been games in the era where they've been like, hey, Clyde, we're going to really give you the ball. It's never been consistent. It's been one and done blips. It's been outliers. It's been, you know, outside of the norm. So I do not think that, oh man, they ran the ball so effective, here comes a big change for Andy Reid is coming. I think Andy Reid is going to do what a lot of people are going to do. Look at the yards per carry. Think, woof, we were not very effective on Sunday. And if we didn't run it 30 times, it would have been way worse. We need to get the passing game going better, and I think that's what you're going to see going forward, because historically that's who Andy Reid is.
Someone just texted this in, 913-586-7965. I expect Damian Pierce to be our starter in about 2 weeks. We're going to talk to Landry Locker, who's based in Houston and covers the tier coming up in a bit, how realistic that is. I don't know what Damian Pierce's role is going to be on this team for Thursday. I could see them using him as a special teams kind of guy and trying to get him more acclimated to the offense as time progresses. I just think when it comes to their running backs, I mean, you've already had to deal with a couple of Isaiah Pacheco injuries. You just use Kareem Hunt a lot. You obviously don't trust Breshad Smith to give him a lot of carries and opportunities. He hasn't touched a football a whole lot this season, aside from the second half of the Raiders game. You clearly don't trust Elijah Mitchell or Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Having another running back to potentially throw in the mix, I think, is a big positive for everybody. We'll see if that's the plan for the Chiefs as they head into this Thursday game. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to be joined by Landry Locker, who's based in Houston. I want to play this audio for you guys because there is nothing more special in a sports relationship than the relationship between fan and their hometown local broadcaster. Rob, I'm imagining you loved Bob Davis growing up. Bob Davis was the voice of the Jayhawks, Denny Matthews, Ryan LaFever, Mike Kelly, Wyatt Thompson. You love those individuals. When you get one of those jobs, you don't go. You stay there. You are the voice. You are the face of a college sports team. I want to play for you guys the Creighton play-by-play voice. I don't know if you guys have heard this or not, but Creighton was playing Baylor yesterday, and there was a controversial block charge. And don't nothing get a basketball announcer more fired up than a questionable block charge call. Listen to this.
Shot clock. Carr into the paint. Missed the dunk. And a fucking foul. What are you talking about?
That was 2 seconds after the play ended.
Carr driving. He's outside the circle. He's outside the circle and he's set. He was outside the circle and he was set. Brett Smith blew it. He was outside the restricted area. He was straight up and down. He was set like the statue sitting out in front of New York, New York. And they called that. That's an absolutely horse crap call. In a game that's been played out like this. Unbelievable. Bailout call by an incompetent referee. And ball don't lie.
Ball don't lie. I mean, if there's one sports truth that we all hold very near and dear to our heart, it's ball don't lie. It doesn't matter what the official says, man. Ball don't lie. You call a nonsense BS block charge, and then the guy misses the free throw. That's basketball's way of telling you you made the wrong call. I like that announcer. I'm telling you. You know what? I might become a Creighton basketball fan. That might be my second team because that is an incredible call. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Landry Locker, who covers the Houston Texans. Landry, I'm guessing this is the first time in your career that anybody has ever asked you to come on their show to talk about Damian Pierce.
It's the first time in 3-4 years, I'll say, for sure. But hey, I was wondering, I was like, does Carrington think that the Texans and Chiefs, are we a week early? Are they that excited for the matchup? But yeah, it's been a while since we've really talked about Damian Pierce, around here.
Well, I'm asking you this because, you know, you watch the Chiefs really need some running back help. They then pick up a running back immediately after the game. And then people are saying, hey, can this guy be our RB1? So I'm thinking, let me talk to you. I know you're going to tell me the truth. Let's start with this. Why was Damian Pierce available at this portion of the season?
He's really just been unplayable the last 2 years. And I'm not saying that as a knock on him. I'm just saying that based on what the actions have shown since the rookie season. The rookie season went well. And then in year two, they tried to use him, but Devin Singletary was a clear backup. Now, the front office said, well, it's a system thing. It's a system thing. It's a system thing. And then they went back to the other system. And since then, he's just kind of, he doesn't have very good vision. And I think he's worn out, and I think he's worn down since that rookie season, because if you look at, and this was the biggest talk about him when they picked him, at Florida, he only had double-digit carries 8 times, which is kind of crazy. Like a running back that gets drafted that doesn't really possess like a receiving skill set, in 4 years, he carries the ball 8 times. And then in a year and a half, the Texans gave him double-digit carries, and sometimes high double-digit carries 20 times in a year and a half. I think he's worn out. There's always soft tissue injuries. The vision is not great. So I don't think he's an upgrade over Kareem Hunt by any stretch of the imagination. But I do know there were a lot of teams interested in him, and I guess it's kind of slim pickings at this point if you need backs.
Do you think he could step in and be a number two? Because this team is obviously going to rely on Kareem Hunt. He's their short yardage back. He's been their most reliable running back probably now for a year and a half. But I think right now the Chiefs are just looking for, they're looking for anything in the run game. They're looking for any kind of spark. I guess two-part question here. Do you think he could just come in and be an RB2? You're asking him to get somewhere between 4 to 6 touches in a game. What could he do with that? And how much of his struggles do you think could be attributed to the offensive line for the Houston Texans that has really struggled for the last year or so?
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely talk about the offensive line. It's just my issue would be that Singletary was a clear upgrade. As far as being an RB2, like if you just tell him, hey, run as hard as you can, I think he can potentially do that. The problem is they have a running back that they use more than him because they trust him more so in the Texans in pass blocking. So if you're asking him to like pass block for Patrick Mahomes, that's not really a strength of his game either. But if you're just saying, hey, run as hard as you can for 6 times, maybe something can happen there. But I would not envision Damian Pierce making a significant impact there. He's easy to root for, though. He's a very likable guy, very country. But I don't know that he has much left in the tank.
I mean, the way you're describing him, he sounds like the perfect kind of Chiefs running back. He struggles with vision, can't pass block, country. I mean, that guy's going to be loved here in KC.
Yeah, they're going to love him until maybe they watch him play. The other thing the Texans kind of, they liked him kick returning for some reason, and we could never really figure that out. There was one kick return a few years ago, and then the kick return, like he would be active and they would use him on kick return kind of confusingly. So I don't know if the Chiefs like him in that area. I would doubt it, but I wouldn't be surprised if this doesn't last long and they're bringing in someone else off the street. But he's hey, why not?
Last couple of questions here, Landry. Appreciate your time. How would you say that Damian Pierce's hands are? They love a guy that can catch the ball out of the backfield.
Not great. Not great, really. I mean, you're not going to line him up in the slot or anything like that. It's really just run as hard as possible. The hands are not really great. That's part of what kept him off the field between the pass blocking and the hands.
Someone on the text line just said, hey, I want to apologize for what I said about Damian Pierce about 5 minutes ago. You have single-handedly just thrown water on any level of excitement that people had on Damian Pierce.
Well, the thing about it is I truly think he's just worn down. And I'm not like it when you have 8 games with double-digit carries in college and then all of a sudden you have 20 in a year and a half and you are asking him to do that, like, even when he would get something going here, there would be like some sort of soft tissue injury. But the one thing I will say is places like Kansas City, a lot of times will revive players that aren't useful here, which is why I'm actually, he wasn't working here, but I'm happy that he gets another chance. Cause he is very easy to root for. And you never know, Andy Reid might be able to maximize his skill set. It's not like the Texans running back room is, you know, good. And it's not like they assess offensive players at a high level. So this could just be another example of, you know, someone not working out in here and going and finding better places to perform.
Two last questions here, Lange, and we appreciate your time. Let's just continue with the series of firsts. Like I told you, no one has called you for an interview that was specifically about Damian Pierce. We just saw 2 suspensions like this in the National Football League. Last week, somebody got spit on and got suspended, and we just saw the suspension happen for what happened on Monday night where that guy punched the other player in the nuts. Which one would you rather have happen? Would you rather somebody spit on you or give you a nut punch?
Man, I guess I would probably say the nut punch, but it wouldn't feel good, but at least I would be able to, at least I would, like, there would be a natural pause of emotions, because either one, you want to immediately swing on the guy and act crazy, but the spitting, just all bets are off, and it's the ultimate disrespect. So I would say I guess the nut punch, but it's close.
Give me a controversial Thanksgiving take that you have.
I feel like 95% of people make crappy mac and cheese, but think their mac and cheese is the best. It's actually kind of fascinating. Everybody thinks they make like the best mac and cheese, but it feels like most of the time it's really not as good as they think it is.
That is my guy Landry Locker joining us on the show today from Houston. I knew if we were going to get a evaluation of Dameon Pierce, there was only one person that was going to tell us the truth. Landry, that was you. I appreciate you as always, my man.
All right, man. See you later.
Absolutely. That is Landry Locker joining us on the show today. I'm not saying this to poke at anybody necessarily on the text line. And I get it. The Chiefs make a move. You're excited. You want this move to work out. I don't know how positive of a review you thought it was going to be for a player that the Chiefs picked up off waivers in late November. Like, I mean, there's a serious red flag if you're available at this point. I mean, he didn't get traded. They just outright, hey, you can go play for any team you want to go play for. Come on now. You had to know there were some red flags and there were some question marks. So I'm not telling you to not be excited about Dameon Pierce. I just want to be realistic about what we think he can be and how we think he could help them possibly moving forward. I think they're going to use him as a special teams guy. I also think they're using him as a improvement over Clyde Edwards-Helaire and or Breshad Smith and Elijah Mitchell. I think he's that. So if that's how we're treating it, then cool. That's all I want. Because I'm seeing this, hey, you know, Dameon Pierce could be a starter. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if that's how he's going to be. A team right now in the middle of a playoff push like you are just outright released him and said, go play for somebody else. We don't care what team you go play for. So that guy wasn't going to get an A+ five-star review. You knew that had to be the case.
I mean, I had a hunch just, you know, talking and, you know, getting Landry booked up that he wasn't going to come on and be all rainbows and unicorns about Dameon Pierce. But woof, was there anything he said he does well? Me and you yesterday thought, oh, he'd be a good special teamer.
He said he couldn't catch. He said he couldn't pass block. He said he had bad vision. He said he was worn down. Goodness gracious.
He went on, even like, hey, he's like, I don't understand why he was ever a kick returner. That one doesn't make any sense to me. All right, man. You know what he sound like? Remember when you went on with, I forget who it was in San Francisco, and they were like, give us a scouting report of Sky Moore. That's what that sounded like,
yeah,
I imagine.
He can't catch. That's exactly what it was. He can't catch. That's what it was. No, he can't catch. I'll never forget that. They had me on in San Francisco, and I told their producer, I was like, I don't have much positive to say. Like, oh, we still want you anyway. Like, you sure? If you are calling me to come on your show to hype up Sky Moore, I'm telling you, please call somebody else. That ain't me. There's people that might do that. I didn't come on there to do that. Like, oh, how, what can you tell us? He can't catch. I'm not going to give you a 2-minute answer. He can't catch. What do you mean? His hands don't work. I don't know what else. I don't know how I can add. I can't add anything to this conversation. All right, coming up on the other side, I want to hear what your controversial Thanksgiving opinion is. We just heard it about from Landry Locker. He said that was his controversial. People think they got good mac and cheese, but their mac and cheese is trash. I have mine, Rob. I want to hear what yours is. We'll read yours on the text line, 913-586-7965. We got Trent McDuffie coming up in about 30 minutes. Keep it right here, so drive.
The Drive with CDOT. Tune in as Nate Taylor of ESPN joins the show in studio every Friday at 4 on your home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan. The Drive, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fri-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll hear what some of the national perspective was about the Kansas City Chiefs. Trent McDuffie is going to join us coming up at 3:15. We usually have Patrick Mahomes, short week, a lot of stuff going on. We asked for Trent McDuffie because Patrick Mahomes was not available this week. We'll very happily catch up with the all-pro corner of the Kansas City Chiefs. Trent McDuffie will be on the show coming up in 30 minutes. So I asked you guys this question, 913-586-7965. Give me your controversial Thanksgiving opinion. We just had Landry Locker on the show. Dear friend of mine, does radio in Houston. He said, a lot of people think that they make good mac and cheese, but none of you make good mac and cheese. One of my guys from the Kingdom Cast podcast, highly encourage you to check out the Kingdom Cast podcast. He told me that his controversial opinion is turkey is his third favorite meat on Thanksgiving, maybe even fourth. Turkey gets a lot of slander. I don't know why it's become cool in the last 4 or 5 years to disrespect the bird, but I'm telling you that it's gotten out of hand. Now, turkey's not my favorite. I'm not here to make it seem like that, but I love a good turkey on Thanksgiving. Love a turkey. I'm going to give you my controversial opinion. Please don't put those sweet potatoes on my plate. I don't want anything to do with the sweet potatoes. Y'all got it. I'm okay. I don't want any sweet potatoes. None. That's my controversial opinion. No thanks. I also, and I mean this in all seriousness, I'm not sure if green bean casserole is a real thing. I've never been at a home where it's been served before. Why does green beans, why do they need to be a casserole? You can't just make the green beans and then chop a little bacon up, chop a little onion up, season the green beans, put it in a pot, cook it, and then serve it to us. Why did you have to make it a casserole? What's in the casserole? I've never had green bean casserole. I'm serious. I don't know what it is. I'm not trying to be funny. That might be the most to America's food ever. I've never been in a home where green bean casserole was served. Not at all. Those are my two controversial opinions. Please keep those sweet potatoes away from my plate. I don't want them. I don't need them. I don't eat them. No, thank you. And this green bean casserole, I'm starting to think that you guys made it up. I don't think that it's real. I've never had it. I've never heard of it. It's not available anywhere. It's not like you go out to eat somewhere and one of the appetizers are green bean casserole. I think it's something that the other side of America has made up. I really do. I think it's a figment of our imagination. It's like a sick joke they're playing on the rest of us. Rob, give us your controversial Thanksgiving opinion.
I don't know how controversial this is because it's 100% correct. If you are putting stuffing inside the bird, I'm not eating it. It's trash. If you want to call it dressing versus stuffing, cool. I'm not here to argue literal semantics. But people who legitimately stuff the bird and then serve what they stuffed inside a raw turkey, no. Hard pass. I will take it cooked in a casserole dish. I will take it cooked however you want it. Stuffing that's actually stuffed inside the bird is inedible. I'm not risking salmonella to have whatever that is. Hard pass. We get into these semantic discussions all the time. Oh, is it stuffing or dressing? If you don't stuff it, it ain't stuffing. Who cares? If it's stuffed, don't eat it.
I got a couple more here, controversial Thanksgiving takes, if you guys would like to hear them. Text line 913-586-7965. Let me know what your controversial opinion is, and I'm happy to read it. Rob, does the other America eat collard greens? Because this is a staple. This is a staple in my America. This is how we get our green vegetables. This is where we get the leafy vegetables. A little collard green.
So I don't believe this is a two America thing. I believe this is a North-South thing. So I have family who lives in South Carolina, and every once in a while we go down there for Thanksgiving. They come up here some years, da-da-da-da. When I have been in South Carolina, they serve collard greens. They are my cousins, so they are from my America, but it is a thing in the South.
Okay.
Grits are also readily available at Thanksgiving
in
the South.
I just haven't had any grits for Thanksgiving, but I do love a good grit.
I'm a big grit guy. So collard greens might be two Americas for Kansas City.
I'm going to start calling you Phil Forte, big grit guy.
Big grit.
Keaton Page over Keaton there.
Come on now. I'm way too tall to be Keaton
Page.
I'm going to
start calling you Phil Ford, big grit guy.
I'm like three Keaton Pages in size. Come on now.
I just was wondering.
Long.
That's what it was. Wesley Drexler. I was just trying to wonder if you guys eat collard greens. Wasn't really sure. Someone on the text line, people are giving us, what's your controversial Thanksgiving opinion? Someone said mine is, I'd rather have apple pie over pumpkin pie. Can I tell you guys one thing? Most of those fruit pies, they're not really doing it for me. Why would I want hot fruit? I don't want no hot apples. No, I'm okay. No, thanks. I don't eat any of those. I don't want a peach cobbler. I don't want an apple pie. I don't want a cherry pie. Most of the desserts I'm good on. If you like them, great. But I got to heat why am I eating hot peaches? Just never really made a whole lot of sense to me. Never really been a fan of any of those things. I'll eat a little sweet potato pie. Give me a little vanilla ice cream. Give me a little Cool Whip on the top. And my mom normally makes a homemade cheesecake for Christmas and Thanksgiving. Hey, I'll eat cheesecake all day, but you're going to sell me this hot peach cobbler? I'm okay. No, thanks.
I don't think I've ever met someone that doesn't like hot fruit. I mean, a nice pie or a cobbler is incredible. A little a la mode, get a little dollop of ice cream on there. Like, that's a little sweet, a little heat, a little ice cream. That's a fantastic pie. I cannot believe you don't like hot fruit the level you do.
Somebody on the text line says, 913-586-7965, CDOT, my family has broccoli souffle every year. What is your opinion? You will definitely ask to speak to the manager. 100% ask to speak to the manager. Demand, in fact, to speak to the manager. That's the kind of energy that it gives off to me. That's the energy that it gives off. Someone says, CDOT, green bean casserole is delicious. You should try it once. I don't know what scenario in my life I would be at a place in which green bean casserole was served. I just don't know when I would be in that situation. It's never, ever been an option for me in my life. Never. Not once. But you guys tell me every year, oh, I love the green bean casserole. Never been a time in which I was going around the Thanksgiving feast and green bean casserole was an option for me. That's not all what's happened. Text line 913-586-7965. Let us know what your controversial Thanksgiving opinion is. We're throwing them out there. Rob, are you a mac and cheese individual? I didn't know people didn't like mac and cheese until I started doing this job. Mac and cheese is delicious. You want to know how I know mac and cheese is so good? It's so versatile and can go with so many different things. Think about it. It can go with a brisket sandwich. It can also go with your Thanksgiving meal. Mac and cheese, very versatile. I didn't know people hated on mac and cheese until I started doing this job.
I like a good mac and cheese, and maybe this should have been my controversial opinion. On Thanksgiving, I want it baked and like fancy cheese inside. I don't want your shells and cheese on Thanksgiving. I need you to chef it up a level for me to enjoy it on Thanksgiving. You know, maybe bake a little like breadcrumb on top. They have some Gouda or some fancy cheeses in there. But if you're doing Velveeta shells and cheese on Thanksgiving, then I will not eat it because that's toddler food. But I do like a mac and cheese.
Okay. Someone says, I'll invite you to my America with green bean casserole and then I'll try your America. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not willing to try green bean casserole. I'm willing to give it a try. Just I've never been in a situation in which that had been offered. Not once. Coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to go around the NFL and hear some of the national reactions to the Chiefs' win on Sunday against the Indianapolis Colts. That's coming up. Keep it right here. So drive.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.